This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We are living increasingly in days of trouble. Whether there is more trouble in our world or whether there is more reporting of trouble or more rapid reporting of trouble, it becomes overwhelming sometimes. Many are living in fear and are gripped with a sense of hopelessness. The people among whom Isaiah lived and prophesied were living under such conditions. Despair was everywhere. In Isaiah 40, the prophet declares, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem." Then he concludes the chapter with the well-known verse, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Between these two words of comfort and encouragement, he provides the basis of hope that this comfort will surely come to them. He encourages the people to realize that though they are as perishable as grass, God's word stands forever. In other words, we need to trust in God's promises to sustain us if we want comfort and strength. Then he affirms God's sovereign power and links it up with the picture of a shepherd gathering the lambs in his arms and carrying them close to his heart. He then asks a series of rhetorical questions. The essence of the questions and their answers is that God's knowledge and ways are so much above us, we can't understand them, nor can we give him any meaningful advice. He knows what he is doing and has an eternal plan that no one can frustrate. We just need to trust him. I trust you are trusting in him. And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.